Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Hi, this is Dub Knight. You know, yesterday, I think the 17th was a day of anti-homophobia and so on, of all groups, and I support tolerance and open-minded to all people. I honestly do. Now, I have made statements. A reason why I bring this up, because I am a Democrat. I voted liberal all my life, and I'm open-minded to all people, white, black, Latino, Asian. I'm open-minded to all people, gay, straight, transgender, Jew, Christian, whatever you are. We are all equal. I really do believe that. I have said that in several statements. At the same time, I have a philosophy that I go by character, not what somebody is. Everybody on this planet deserves to have peace. And I say that because I'm somebody who never had peace. Unfortunately, I never had a life where I can just calm down and be happy. And I'm still trying to do that. But being a musician helped me try to deal with that turbulence. But I had bad I did express in podcasts, I have bad experiences with people of all types, from all groups, from white, black, or brown. You know, it doesn't matter what their race is, or color, or lifestyle. It was their character. And those particular people, I had to stay away from. I just spoke about the stalking incidents and so on. But it's nothing to do with prejudice of a whole group or anything. Because I said, like, if something happened to me later in my life, or this is going to come up, you know, they listen to my podcast and go say, oh, Dub said this and Dub must be. Absolutely not. I was a victim of prejudice. So I wanted to reiterate that sometimes what I say on podcasts could be misquoted, but I honestly am very open. And I say that authenticity 100%. You know, I'm an artist. That's how my philosophy was. You know, a lot of it was from what I grew up with. Well, sort of, a little bit. But a lot of it was from what I experienced in my life, how I was treated by society, and who I met. So the experiences I had, the oppression, the discrimination, the bad situations, and also learning about people and getting wiser, you know, coming from a small town in upstate New York like Buffalo and going to New York City and seeing all kinds of people who had dreams. Then coming to Hollywood and seeing people who believe in different religions. I mean, I was in Hollywood and I met someone who was a Satanist. I never met a Satanist before. People were a whole bunch of Satanists. And the stereotypes that I was taught when I was a kid that Satanists kill people and all that, that's a bunch of baloney, because that's not necessarily true. You know, I can't go by a stereotype. I go by the person. These Satanists were not dangerous. They were just believe in what they believe. And I'm going to repeat, I am not no Satanist. I don't understand Satanism, and I never will be a Satan worshiper. Actually, I'm a Buddhist. People have a right to believe what they want. Okay? As long as they ain't hurting nobody else, that's fine. But I was hurt by people who wanted harassed, donkey, and all that, and it had nothing to do with who they are. It had to do with their character. character is how a person acts. How if a person treats me right, respects me, they have good character. If a person is a criminal and don't treat me right, try to hurt me, they have bad character. They trespass, they do bad things. That's not somebody I can deal with. I don't care what they look like. Society, I know, is still hooked up. A lot of people are still hooked up on categories of race, gender, sex, sexual orientation. A lot of people can't get beyond that. That's how I feel. A lot of people are still hooked up on that stuff. I talk about it myself, you know, because these people are still hooked up on it. The first thing out their mouth, or what they think is from where they grew up, and they see somebody of a different race, or a different gender, or a different sexual orientation, or what, blah, 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 or a different religion, and make prejudgments that are not good, and prejudices, all that stuff, because they, you know, it's ignorant. They have to look at the person's character on the inside. That person stole something from a store. Then it's their character, okay? I understand. But that person didn't steal anything. You know, we don't go by, because if they're black, that doesn't mean they're going to thief, because most black people are not criminals. But the stereotype is some people think they are, and that's racism. I have bad experiences with people regardless of color of different types. That is wrong. What, you know. Don't go by race. Go by character. So I want to reiterate, I support all types of tolerance legislation. I support open-mindedness and let people live. But what I also do, but it doesn't, it's no excuse for anybody, regardless of where they come from, whether they white, black, straight, gay, Christian, Jew, Buddhist, whoever, if they commit a crime or hurt somebody, harass them, that's they deserve some jail time or something. It had nothing to do with who they are. They're just bad people. Character. Remember the character thing? You don't go by what somebody look like. You go by what somebody, how someone acts toward you or me. So that's what it is. Sometimes I talk about this because it's, you know, with some of the stuff I say on podcasts, people misinterpret what I say. That's one reason. The other reason is, in general, the most important reason is I do support all kinds of open-minded legislation. The truth of the matter is people are not the same, but we got to carry each other personality-wise. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean, you know, human beings physically are the same. I believe, you know, it's been proven scientifically that human beings are the same, so that's obvious. I'm talking about the personalities. The personalities we are totally different. We have different likes, different wants and needs, and that should be respected. But as far as skin color or whatever, you can just a different pigment of skin is still the same. You're still the same human being. So I don't know what's up with the hooks up on. What are you talking about? You know. But the most important thing is we can't tolerate no discrimination. It's caused too much. No homophobia. No anti-Semitism. No anti-gender. You know. I try to be. Reiterate what I feel. That's in general. What I feel is general. But when you're dealing with people, personality, you know, if they are people and they want to hurt, and those that got bad character, you don't deal with that. I stay away from them. Now, if they hurt somebody, it has nothing to do with their race or has nothing to do with their religion or whatever they are, it has to do with their character. It's one life. I got one life, you know. I do. One life. I really do. I have one life to live. But I do know that I'm just as equal as any other human being. You know, and, you know, even though the truth of the matter is my life has been very limited, the world has not, I feel the world has not respected me for the talents I have, and I feel left out of the world a lot of the time. I don't think the world even will care to notice what I'm doing. But I have to continue on and love thyself and work on my talents to continue to go for dreams. Yeah. So, that's all I need to say. I mean, coming from living in Hollywood and seeing all those different types of people, people I never even seen in my entire life, they're so unique. And then the realization the world is total, there's a lot of different types of people. That doesn't mean that they're, I mean, what they believe or whatever categories of lifestyle or categories of race is natural, you know. People should know race is natural. You're born that way. God made them that way, you know. You're born that way. It's still 100% equal. Scientific, what, sexuality, that's, that don't mean anything. All that stuff, that don't mean anything. It's about your, it's about our personalities on the inside. That's what it matters. So that's all I have to say. I do not discriminate, but I also go by character. I said that so many times. So, but dreams are hard to go by, especially if a dream I have for so long that has not come true. Then I have to do something else, or should I give up on it? And I say, just continue to dream and believe and make some effort, you know. But creativity, you know, most people don't get that chance. I haven't gotten that chance, but I hope I do. You know, so. But I do, in spite of my sufferings, ups and downs, I preach tolerance, open-mindedness, always. Good day, good night. But for what I always say, may all your dreams or wishes come true. I really do for you who's listening. Like I hope mine's come true because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all because we are all equal. Truly. Love does not see discrimination, and it does not see color or anything. It sees acceptance, and that's to us all, you and me included. Good day, good night, and good night. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, I write music, I play music. I really do. I love playing music. And that's all I do. Love.